Introduction. Hello, and welcome to All in the Past, Unique Topics in Genealogy and History. I'm Michael Thomas, your host. I have been a genealogist for over 3 decades, and have documented more than 26,000 cousins in my personal database. I am the U.S. genealogist for a Scottish clan, Clan Murray, specializing in Scottish history and all things related to Scottish and Irish clans, with a little bit of Viking history thrown in. I am a frequent contributor to the clan's newsletter and will include much of what I've written about in these programs, as well as what others have written. 2 websites that will give you more information as we go along are allinthepast.net, and it's allinthepast.net. These programs can be found on the blog page of allinthepast.net. You will find out more about me as the podcast progresses, but you can always contact me at allinthepastcast@gmail.com. Let's get started. The topic of this program is the Stone of Destiny. From the earliest times, mankind has needed something to believe in, and revered those that appeared to have mystical qualities. One such item was a simple stone. Tribal customs, royalty, and even religion were determined by a stone's presence. The stone of legend that held Arthur's sword, Excalibur, and Mecca's black stone are 2 examples. It was a long-established practice in both the Gothic and Celtic races to place their kings on a huge stone, and install them with majesty and sanctity. Perhaps the oldest and most famous stone, quote, the Stone of Destiny, close quotes, links the kings of Ireland, England, and Scotland. The stone is in the crown room at Edinburgh Castle. A roughly rectangular sandstone block measuring 26 wide by 16 deep by 11 high and weighing 335 pounds, it has 2 iron rings, one at either end to carry it and a Latin cross etched into it. Nothing amazing to the casual viewer, but to some Scottish patriots it's more precious than life itself. First called the, quote, Stone of Destiny, close quotes, by Encyclopaedia Britannica, it has been said it was used in celebrating an Irish legend as the stone on which the biblical patriarch Jacob rested his head as he slept when he dreamed of the heavenly ladder, aka Jacob's ladder. When Ahriman succeeded to the Irish throne in 1287 BC, the first High King to be honored at Tara, the historic hill where Irish kings were inaugurated, the Stone of Destiny went into Irish legend. It became a talisman with the power to shriek only when the rightful King of Ireland sat upon it. If a pretender tried, it groaned aloud, quote, as with thunder, close quotes. The stone was destined to influence the fortunes of more than one nation and left the Hill of Tara when Fergus, an early Scottish monarch, succeeded in carrying it away to Scone Abbey in Perth, Scotland's first capital. A replica of the stone sits outside the abbey today. The Scots retained it over several reigns of their kings, using it as their coronation stone until 1296, when Edward I of England captured it and took it back to Westminster Abbey. There it remained, except for one brief period when Scottish nationalists stole it Christmas morning in 1950, until its return to Scotland in 1996. All but 2 of England's monarchs have been crowned or anointed while sitting on it. It was recently returned to Westminster Abbey for the coronation of Charles III. Will Edinburgh Castle prove to be its final resting place? Many thanks to Sean Ivory for his article on Ireland-information.com, from which this podcast is based.